Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline. Another word for incline is, Lord, your ear to me and save me. Be my strong habitation to which I may resort continually, resort, visit continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been uplifted from my birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake. Forsake means to give up on. Do not give up on me when my strength fails. For my enemy speaks against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Oh, God is going to deliver the choice. Oh, God, do not be far from me. Oh, my God, make haste to help me. Oh, Father God, make haste to help Detroit, Michigan. Let them be confounded and confused who are adversaries. Adversaries are enemies of my life. Let them be covered with reproach. Reproach is shame and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. For I do not know their limits. I will go in strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now, also, when I am old and gray-headed, oh God, do not forsake me. In other words, do not give up on me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You have done great things, O God. Who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles, shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Amen. Also, with the lute, I will praise you. A lute is a string instrument shaped like a pear. And your faithfulness, O God, to you I will sing with the harp. O Holy One of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded. Confounded means confused. For they are brought down to shame who seek my hurt. Sheep, I have just read to you, God, the rock of my salvation, Psalm 71 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful day. It's, the sun is shining. It's just gorgeous, as was yesterday in Detroit, Michigan. I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city that Satan is trying to take over. Thank you for sending your son and the prophets to give us sheep instruction as to how to get into your kingdom of paradise. Father, we thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, courage, excellent health, family, love, money, education, wisdom, and prosperity in all things. In your son's name, I pray that prayer. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sunday, everybody. But I am a follower of the Sabbath. Sunday is the first day of the week, whereas I follow the Ten Commandments as much as I can. And the fourth commandment, we are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For you longtime listeners of mine, sheep, you know to have your pen or pencil, paper, and your notebook, and a cold glass of water. From time to time, I find that I need water to drink. Now, I want you, sheep, to follow me to the book of Daniel, chapter 27, and we left off in the middle of verse 11, but I'm going to start reading from verse 10 in a moment. I want you new listeners to look up and go to the library or your computer. I want you to look up the Roman Emperor Constantine, Constantine. Now, what Constantine did, he changed Sabbath worshipers to Sunday worship. And if you didn't do that, for a while there was a great deal of killing. But Constantine also stopped that killing if you didn't worship on a Sunday. So I want you, while you're looking up Constantine, I also want you to look up the Edict, E-D-I-T-C, of Milan, M-I-L-A-N. Those are memories that are coming back from years and years and years ago. And you don't get those things are not taught to you in the high school level. At least it was not taught to me. And I want you to get a full understanding, you Sabbath, Sunday worshipers, that you're worshiping God on the wrong day. And I know I can't make you change your mind. I can only tell you. Okay, let's start reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 10. Follow me as I read along, and I'm going to read as much as I possibly can. I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read all of chapters 28 and 29. But if not, we'll pick up next time. Let's start reading Isaiah chapter 27, verse 10. Yet the fortified city will be desolate, the habitations forsaken and left like a wilderness. There a calf will feed, and there it will lie down and consume its branches. When its barrels and those are tree branches, are withered. They will be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. If you like wisdom, I think I read to you months past. Go to the book of James. I think it's in the first or second chapter. It says you can ask for wisdom and he'll give it to you. Our Father in heaven, yeah, will give it to you freely if you like understanding. Therefore, he who made them will not have mercy on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yah will thresh, and thresh means to beat, like, grain, corn, husk with grains in it, like rice. That means to beat. Thresh means to beat. From the channels of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered, and you will be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. Another thing, sheep, I would love for you to have Google. That was the search engine I used when my computer was working, and it's not working. Now, this is why at the end of the program, I will try to tell you to purchase my books from Amazon.com. But let's read on right now. My focus should be on reading as much of this Bible as I can. Verse 13, chapter 27. So it shall be in that day that the great trumpet will be blown. Then will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt, and they shall worship Yah in the holy mount of Jerusalem. And I'm thinking that's Mount Sinai. Not sure, but that's what I think. Now, we're going to start reading chapter 28, and this is where today's lesson starts. Woe to Ephraim and Jerusalem. Chapter 28, verse 1. Woe to the crown of pride. And in Proverbs 6, chapter 6, verses 16 through 17, pride is one of the things that God hates. So let's try not to have pride. Again, chapter 28, verse 1. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glory, beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valley, to those who are overcome with wine. Behold, Yah has a mighty and strong one, like a tempest. A tempest is a violent, strong wind of hail, and hail is big pieces of ice. They're smaller than, usually they're smaller than a marble, but I heard yesterday that some fell, I think in Kansas, that were the size of your fist. But, that's just what I heard on the news. Let's keep reading in verse 2. Like a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, like a flood of mighty waters overflowing, who will bring them down to the earth with his hand. The crown of pride, the drunkard of Ephraim, will be trampled underfoot, so you're going to get walked on, and the glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant river, like the first fruit before the summer, which an observer sees. He eats it up while it is still in his hand. In that day, Yah of hosts will be the crown of glory and a diadem. A diadem is another word for crown of beauty. To the remnant, a remnant is a small group of people, to the remnant of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength. strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. Verse 7, chapter 28, but they also have erred. In my other Bible, it says, they also have staggered through wine and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The priests and the prophets have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment, for all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that no place is clean. Whom will he teach knowledge? He's talking about the priests if they're drunk or from wine. And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned off of milk. Those just drawn from the breast. He's talking about you newcomers coming into the religion of Christianity, learning about Christ. And I teach you to learn about Christ. Some pastors, they swear by the New Testament, and they will teach you about grace and of Paul. But my focus is on the Old Testament and the books that talks about Jesus Christ. I do not follow any of the books written by Paul, because in my view, he has confused people to just forget about the Old Testament. And I teach that you not do that. But enough about Paul. This is about me reading about what Isaiah has said. And I will always try to teach you or teach you about Jesus Christ and the other books that are written in the Bible. But again, not about Paul. Verse 10, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Precept is a principle. Precept is a rule. Precept is a law. Line upon line, line upon line, a little here, there a little. For the stammering lip and another tongue, he will speak to his people to whom he said. This is the rest which will you may cause the weary, a weary is a tired person, to rest. And this is refreshing. Yet they wonder, excuse me, let me read that again. Yet they would not hear. But verse 13, but the word of Yah was to them precept on precept, rule upon principle, or principle upon law, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, little here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and caught. Snared means to be caught in a net or trap. Verse 14, therefore hear the words of Yah, you scornful men. Scornful men, those men are hateful, or who hate a lot, who rule this people who are in Jerusalem. Okay, I'll say Detroit is Jerusalem right now. Verse 15, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death. You hear that, scornful men? And with Sheol. Sheol is dead or the grave. We are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge, that's punishment or harsh pain, passes through, it will not come to us. But we have made lies our refuge. And under falsehood, we have hidden ourselves. a cornerstone of thine. Verse 16, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, another word for behold means see, I lay in Zion a stone, a foundation, a tried stone, precious stone, sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. You won't act fast. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. That's what the plummet means, the way down, or it's suppressing. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water will overflow the hiding places. Your covenant with death will be a null, that means invalid or no good. Your agreement with Sheol, the grave, will not stand, and the overflowing scourge, that's the harsh punishment, passing through, then you will be trampled. Trampled means to be beaten down by it. Verse 19, as often as it goes out, it will take you. By morning, it will pass over, and by day and by night, it will be a terror just to understand the report. For the bed is too short for man to stretch out on, and the covering so narrow that he cannot wrap himself in it. For Yah will rise up as a Mount Perazon and will be in anger, and will be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his acts, his unusual acts. Now, therefore, do not be mockers or imitators, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction determined even upon the earth. We're going to stop right here, and we'll start, pick up next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we sheep thank you for keeping the evil one away. In your son's name, amen. Remember to take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, I want you to watch a program on cable. It's called Democracy Now! It aired July 28, 2013. I want you to watch it in its entirety, and it should bring shame to some people in rule in the state of Michigan. I also want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two e-books, The Passing, this is about a person accepting themselves, and The Broken Plant, it's a children's whodunit book. Each book costs costs $4.99. My name is spelled SONDRARRIS. Get those books for me so that I can go and purchase a new computer. I appreciate, I love you. Go to Amazon.com and get those books for me. I'll talk with you next time. God loves you all. Come on back. I appreciate you. I really appreciate you so much for listening to me. Have a good day.